Blog Talk Radio.
I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine this shit. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest bitches. Young nigga been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my protect. I got killers to the left of me.
Where's lurking on her? Ain't show no mercy on her. We was going back to back, we put a curfew on her. It was dark clouds on us, but that was perfect for us. We know you always crash and burn, but it was working for us. Let my tent to V12, double check the details. Gotta cross my T's and dot my I's or I can't sleep well. Millions off of retail, once again I prevail. Knew that shit was over from the day I dropped my pre-sale. Hold up, let the beat build, see me in the street still. I've been fighting battles up a steep hill. They gave my road dog 12, it was a sweet deal. And I've been riding solo trying to rebuild.
I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine this shit. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest bitches. Young nigga been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my protect. I got killers to the left of me.
Under no condition would you ever catch me slipping. Motorcaded shooters plus the Maybach chauffeur driven. If they catch me with it, don't send me off to prison. Judge ain't sympathizing, court don't show forgiveness. Engine in the Lambo drowning out the music. Sip Dior with the flowers, 5 gold Cubans. Champagne while I shop, hope I splurge foolish. Closing escrow twice this month, both commercial units. Damn, I wish my nigga Fast was here. How you died 30-something after banging all them years? Grammy nominated, in the sign of shedding tears. All this money, power, fame, and I can't make you reappear. But I don't wipe them though, we just embrace the only life we know. If it was me, I'd tell you nigga, live your life and grow. I'd tell you finish what we started, reach them heights, you know. Gas the V12 to the pipe and smoke.
I was riding around in the V12 with the rags in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine this shit. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest bitches. Ooh. Young nigga been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my protect. I got killers to the left of me.
Another $1 million.
Radio. We are a poetry family located at allpoetry.com. We would like to thank Kevin and the crew for giving us a place to call home. We believe in freedom of speech. However, not all of the views and opinions on the show by the guests and poets are reflective of La Cosa Nostra ownership and management and are of their own free will. enjoy this La Cosa Nostra program.
Hello there. I'm not too good at being the friend, but hey, Adam. Hey, Dave.
Hello.
How are you guys?
He's all here.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Huh? I know who you are.
Hi, Boo.
I said, who's all here?
It's Dave and Adam, right?
No,
Dave.
I don't know about Adam, but yeah, Dave's here.
Dave's in the building.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
I'm fine.
I think
how are
I'm
you
in
going?
The building. I don't know. What's up, Adam?
Yeah, I
thanks.
I think you are.
I think so. I think Raz might sleep, but he had a headache, so I'm not sure. But you know what I just discovered? This direct connect thing, like we never used it, but we should because you can go over there and chat live with people on the while we're on. Why I can't do three things at once, there's no way, but you can chat with people while you're on there, and then you could like pimp your show. I don't know, we're still on the front page. It's been a month we've been on the front page. Haha, suckus. So we're still up there as I'm looking right now. That's good. Yeah, the most popular show in poetry, despite what you say, Kevin Watts. Anywho, so, fellas, I think Rack's coming in a minute, too, but I don't know if there's any poems or not. I can't see shit. So maybe, I don't know if there's even a, I think there's a topic up there, but I don't know. Is there Adam? I don't know if anybody's even in there, but I think Pee-wee might be in there. Poem, but I don't know. I got to put it up earlier. Well, I mean, we got to try to put it up earlier. We didn't put it up till yesterday. It's too late. It's up by Wednesday. We can be snobs and read our own shit.
Yeah, I put it up for you. There's a couple in there. Dave had one. And, Dante. Might be a couple others.
Okay, that's good. Okay, cool. So, I don't know if you wanted to, pain in the ass, I know. This thing makes shit so difficult. If you wanted to, I can listen. I don't really need to see the words. I can just listen. That's cool. But somebody's going to have to get it. I got to find a way somehow to get the fuck in there. But I don't know if you want somebody wants to grab it or you guys want to start or whatever. I need to figure out. I was going to figure out a better game plan.
Yeah, I could try it on my phone.
Yeah, or, you know, whoever's going to read it. Yeah. Well, how about this, Dave? How about we start with you? That's easy.
Okay, all right. I accidentally posted my poem in the wrong place anyway, so it's already on the board, I guess.
Hey, there you go.
Receive. I was gonna put something else, you know, on that I'd already written, and I started thinking about it, and I said, no, you know, I need to write Bill a brand new poem, so that's what I did. And it's called, it's called My Pal Boo.
Oh, you've written me so many poems. I'm so flattered, really. Thank you. At least someone knows I'm not a douche.
No, I know you're not. Hell, I already know that. Anyhow, it sounds like this. Hard to describe her dark-edged beauty, soft-spoken velvet sexuality. She rubs off on you a bit sooty. Hell, I'd smear her all over me, but I'd have to be a gentleman. She demands it, you see. Too often been a target of reckless male comments, idiotic language of the male argot. Holes poked in her gentle heart. She wears it on her sleeve. Rewind, replay from the start. He walks up to her, hat on backwards. He thinks he's God's gift to her. He's mastered the science of awkward. My advice to him, turn your hat back around or take it off. Stop saying, oh, my God, this idiot from the land of Nod. Doesn't realize he's got a tigress by the tail. Has no fucking clue what he can't see and what's in Braille. I can love her from a distance with no bullshit. She loves the lines of least resistance. She's a queen of the keyboards, infectious giggle, velvet crooning from her vocal cords. I've been around this world a time or two, seen every kind of woman there is to see, but I never seen one just like Boo. Her jet black mane against skin of alabaster is my very own bane. She's so sexy and doesn't even know it. Loyal and beautiful, she's so exciting that I must admit. She loves real muscle cars, no shit box four-cylinder piss buckets, the V8 high-compression hard-leaving stars. She looks so good driving my Pro Street Cutlass, it must be understood. There's something about a beautiful woman driving a car that goes rumpity-rump. Rolls down the window and asks, "You want to give that piss bucket a go, son?" That'd be just like her. She makes me smile in those times that are and were. That's my pal, Boo. That's my Boo. She's my pal, and I love her, too. End poem.
Oh, that's so cute. The piss, what'd you say, piss bucket? That's so funny. Real men drive muscle cars, right?
Yeah.
You know, I grew up around that. Brother, you know, he used to rebuild, like, muscle cars with a kid, a Chevelle and a Nova, 454 and all that stuff. And, like, he was always racing, even though he wasn't supposed to be. You know, that's back when you were allowed to street race. You know, now it's real cute.
73 SS Nova.
Hey, what's up, Papa? How are you? Yeah, it was really cool. Thanks for coming.
Hey,
so that's really sweet, Dave. You know, you always make me feel better and smile, and, like, you're just sweet heart, and thanks for making my day. I really love the poem. I know you love black hair, and especially if a woman has a big animal next to her. Like,
yeah.
You know, some of your poems, she's, like, next to a lion, or she's, like, next to some kind of animal outside, you know? That's really funny. And, you know, I know the Dark Mother is one of your faves too, but I know you like brunettes. That's a no brainer. I just couldn't tell by looking at your pictures on your poetry. But thanks so much, Dave. And I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I'm gonna save it.
Oh,
and send it. If you could send it to me, I'm gonna save
okay.
it with my other. Thank you so much. What did you
say,
you're
Adam?
Welcome. Yeah, love you too, Dave. You're a true friend, really, honestly. And those that say shit, they don't know you. And if they don't, fuck them anyways. what do you think, Adam? Also, I have another caller, too. Where'd Adam go? Huh. Okay, guess we'll be right back. So I have another caller, 447. Who's that? What? Uh-oh.
Kadisha, come on now.
That's you? Is that the 447?
No, that's
John,
Kirby.
I'm not
447,
but hey.
Hey, who is it? Another female.
Nice kid, Angel.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for joining us, I mean. Thank you. Did you hear Dave's poem by chance, or... did you get here too late?
I didn't. I was trying to get in. I'm calling all the way from England, so it took me a while to get in.
Oh, I hear you. If you want later, I don't know if you're using that free line. There's a free line you can call. We just need to put your email in there, and then you can call for free. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Okay, cool. Thank you. I didn't know. I have some free international minutes, but thank you.
You're welcome. I'll send it to you. Okay, Zappa, what do you think of Dave's cute poem there?
I thought it was shite. Actually, no, I take that back. I really like that. I love it. I love it when people write, especially about... It was really good. I didn't get it on my interface, but I was listening. And oh, my God.
Yeah.
Boo Boom, we all really do miss you. I mean, this is just crazy, man. It's really crazy.
No, it's ridiculous. It's so stupid. It's so hurtful because, I mean, God, like, I haven't even... Okay, other than calling him names, right, I haven't really done anything physically to you. So, you know, like, what's the big deal, you know? Just because two little bitches want to complain. It's just ridiculous. It's just stupid. But, you know, he's had a thing for me since day one. So I've been banned already 6 times. So I was only guilty once. So, and that I even admitted, actually. That was a while back, though, you know, with You Know Who, Dave.
She kicked me out.
She kicked everybody out. But, yeah, and that was even, like, you know, she even doctored messages. So, like, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and said that I wrote it. And I was like, wait a second. You know, no, I didn't. But, yeah, that's how people go to any, you know.
There's a whole bunch of people on this website that are wrapped way too tight. You know, and they think their shit don't stink, and all that kind of crap, and they like to lord it over people and think they're on some sort of a power trip, and all they are is just bullshit. You know.
Their pussies hurt. I've been on here for 16 plus years. It's a great site. Yeah. It's a great site. Some people just abuse it. That's all.
In the high school, like, what makes you think you're better than anybody else? You know what I mean? Like. That's the funny thing. Like, I'm about lifting people up. I don't like to pull people down, only if they're assholes to me. Then, you know, it's a different story. But, I mean, that's what we started the group for the people, all the people that got kicked out of the other groups. we were all kicked out. We were all like, oh, shit. So then when I told her, you know, I'm going to start my own radio show, she said, and I quote, don't even bother because we already have that cornered. That's totally pointless. And I was like, well, watch me, you know. So everybody's like, oh, you're the only people that ever had the idea to do that, to go against, you know, them or whatever. And I was like, they don't own the fucking radio, Blog Talk Radio. Give me a break, you know. Anybody can do it, you know. And I used to laugh at my asshole, too. Yeah, she's, you know.
She must have a lot of people, Buffalo. You know, because, you know, but I met some nice people in that group when I was in it, and they don't even talk to me anymore, you know, and I don't know what the deal is, but.
You know why? Because she said you're not allowed to talk to them anymore. You're dead to them. There's a few that'll say, hey, here and there, you know what I mean? But for the most part, once you're out of there, you're dead. You know, and once she got it out for you, she tells everybody to ignore you. Because how do I know? I saw that shit with my own eyes on the board when I the one time I really was guilty when I broke into their speakeasy. But so it said right on there, like, don't be friends with Boo, you know, do this, do that. And then some people were like, what did she do? Because she's only been supportive and she's been here every night and she writes for, you know, multiple show, blah, blah. What did she do? I want to know what she did. Show me some proof. And she was like, you just can't hang out with her. You can't talk to her. And then the only one that had any balls, okay, to tell her, like, fuck you, I'm still going to be your friend because she hasn't done shit to me, was If Your Abs. I love him. I don't know if you guys know him. I'm sure you do. He's a really great guy. He has integrity in his class. He's a good person. You know, he's from New Jersey, so I might be biased a little bit there. But, yeah, he's a great guy. He's really a gentleman with a lot of class and integrity. I don't know if he's still hanging over there or not, but, yeah, he was one of the first people I told, too, like, hey, I'm going to start my own radio show. And he was like, oh, really? Great idea. Good for you. He was really cool about it. So, you know, yeah, he's a good guy. But, so anyway, cheers to you, if you're listening. you know what else is weird, too, by the way? Apparently, well, maybe I shouldn't say it. I guess for a while, Kevin was in our group. I guess he was watching or whatever. So, but now he has my entire ISP blocked, so I can't even get through at all. So that's kind of shitty. But here's the thing. He has the whole, like, ISP blocked from over here. So that means I had two friends try to join the group, right? They were like, I got banned. I'm like, they're like, we didn't even do anything. So I think he's just banning everyone who's applying. Isn't that weird? That's how
I don't think it's Kevin. I don't know, but I don't know. It's not my department.
Yeah, he was in there. I think he was probably watching.
It's just crazy, man.
You know how many people that have been bullied off of there? No kidding. But I'm just one of the only ones that speaks up about it. But am I right, Dave? There's a lot of people bullied off there, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of go away quietly, you know. Him and his drones do whatever, you know, work that he wants them to do, and then that's it, you know. You're done. I mean, and you know, it's not fair to Raz, man. Raz hasn't done shit. I mean, but nothing but been supportive. That poor guy can't even get over there You know, it's just, you know, the last, like, two times ago when it happened to me, people actually wrote letters and they wrote to him and they, like, rallied for me and he had to bring me back. But, yeah, this time I guess not. So, yeah. And I even
Red, nice. Is he coming on this evening?
I think he has a headache, so I think maybe he's resting. He must have fallen asleep.
Okay.
But Raz, I don't know where Adam went. I think his battery might have died. I'm missing somebody. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm just sitting here talking. The poor lady's calling from England. I'm so sorry. Are you ready to read your piece? Sorry about that. I got this sidetracked. I don't know if you're still there. 447, right? Who's 447? 447. That's the gal who just called, right? That's cool. Someone needs some fresh meat. I don't hear her answering now.
447, read your piece.
447.
Is that me?
Yes.
Read your piece.
So yeah, we're ready.
I don't
to
have
you.
A piece. I didn't prepare a piece. I didn't know I was meant to.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were going to read a poem. If you don't have to, it's totally
No,
cool.
I was just here listening. I don't have anything prepared.
Oh,
come on
okay.
Now. What the hell, man?
I don't have anything to read.
Read somebody else's poem.
I don't have anything to read.
Can you read somebody else's poem for us? Because we need readers. If you feel like it. If not, that's okay. You can just... whatever you want.
I don't really have anything prepared to read. I'm kind of...
we're
just
putting her on the spot, boo-boo.
I know.
Therese is my
okay,
wife,
I'm
by the
read
way. She's going to be my soon-to-be wife, okay? Come on now.
Okay, I'm going to find something to read. Can I just read something from my page? Just
sure,
something from...
Yeah.
Just...
Yeah, we'd love
okay,
to hear
give
that.
Me 1 minute.
Okay, no problem.
Hang on.
Explain
I'm a bit
that later.
Like, I don't know, 2:30 in the morning here.
Yeah.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Somebody else
want
to read something while I find something, maybe?
Yeah, we can do that. I'm sorry. I don't mean to put...
Hey, throw something up. Can I read something? Unless somebody else wants to or whatever.
Read something? Poor Lake, poor gal. We're like... All right.
All right. Well, we had such a blast in Tallahassee last week. It was great, man. It was great.
Last week?
Vacation
had...
in Tallahassee.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
I love Tallahassee. Okay, I'm going to mute so you can read. Let me find.
Yeah, we were going to go see the manatees in Tallahassee, and we ended up spending half the time in a hotel room just running around.
Well, yeah, we know what you saw on your vacation,
nude.
The ceiling.
It was great. Man.
My favorite
great.
Kind of vacation.
I love it. And then come back to work, you know. The day right after the day, I'm like, my God, just back to work again, you know. Wait a second, I'm retired. I'm still working.
Retired, back to work. That's funny.
Yeah. You got something? I don't know. We got some kind of weird storms coming in right now. So it's, I've got our kind of delay. It's just standard, usual, whatever, hurricanes
that's
or whatever
okay.
coming around and stuff. Dear Lord, I hope you don't hear that hum on my air conditioner. It is so hot here. It's like 100 degrees here still.
Yeah, it was like 102 here today.
Oh, God.
Really? It's like so muggy.
I think it was about 80 up here in Oregon.
Oh, you're
yeah?
in Oregon? What part? Are you near Chemult, or are you up to 97, or the... Where are you at?
I'm up there near Mount Hood on the western coast of Oregon. I'm actually up in the mountains. Yeah.
Oh, you're up in northern sector, probably right on the cliffs and stuff. Oh, Chillamook. You've been to Chillamook, haven't you?
Chillamook? Yeah,
Chillamook.
I have.
Chillamook, excuse me. I was thinking Chemult. Chillamook.
Yo.
Oh, my God. I love it
back.
There.
Try calling to see if the show was on.
Sorry, shutting up. Mute.
Oh, you can read now, Zappa. I'm listening. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I muted myself. We got something on the board?
No, I thought
you
were going to
read something.
Yes, sir. Oh,
okay. Okay. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. I can name that tune in one note.
So they played that the other night over here. Like $200 prize.
Oh, name that tune?
Like, I really knew music, but holy shit. They played like half a note. I'm like, God dang.
Oh, my God. That is so rich. That is so rich.
But people were doing it, so I thought I knew music, but I felt like an idiot.
Okay, I just threw my whatever which one up. I think I wrote this. I wrote it yesterday. And this is so true. I say this all the time. I said this in the military, and I even say it today whenever I'm like, we got this. It's like, you know, when you know shit's falling apart, and you just holler out, we got this, no matter what. We got this.
I like
Sunday it. Smiles in a dream of mine, like a leaker breaker. All over, running through my fingers, sweet smell in the heat, stiflingly, a beautiful mess in things. I fear not to work too hard for the accusations, and I might be on drugs. That's 50% a joke, as I got buzzed on Baca night before. But at work, it's just that. Shit's got to get done. The heat and the hot sun smiles back at me in recognition as I tip my visor to salute another beautiful day gone by. We got this. My author's note is, I'm off Sunday. I was off today. Yay! Leaker breakers or crates will get in sometimes. We have to break them down because they're busted and shit, you know. Oh, and by the way, I volunteer at a food bank. I'm actually retired. Military retired, but
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you.
That's really nice. I like to see that. Yeah, that must be rough, too, taking all the food out and all that. Hey, you want something hilarious? I used to work for Meals, briefly, for Meals on Wheels, right? It's free. You don't get paid, right? They fucking fired me because I could never find the places. That's how bad I am at directions. They were like, oh, no, you really shouldn't have volunteered to be the driver. You need to be, like, inside in the you know, warehouse. I was like, oh, my God, I'm that lame? Okay. Hey, Racky Poo. How you get fired from volunteer work? But apparently you can. Zappa, I was wondering if you wouldn't mind reading that again since it's short so Rack could hear, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, sure. Hold on just a second. I'm sorry, I keep putting it on pause. I don't know if my air conditioner is, like, making noise or whatever.
Okay, we got it.
Raz!
Hey, Raz.
Love you, man.
Hey. Thanks for coming.
We got this. Thanks. Sunday smiles in a dream of mine, like a leaker breaker all over, running through my fingers. Sweet smell in the heat. Stiflingly, a beautiful mess in things. I fear not to work too hard for the accusations that I might be on drugs. That's 50% a joke, as I got buzzed on vodka night before. But at work, it's just that. Shit's got to get done. The heat and the hot sun smiles back at me in recognition as I tip my visor to salute another beautiful day gone by. We got this. And boom.
Who wrote that one?
He did.
Sorry, Rez. Me. I wrote it.
That's awesome.
That's his catchphrase. We got this. Yeah, which is always up
there. I don't know him long enough to know that.
I see it every day, man. Every day at work. We got this. Shit can be like blowing up around me. You know, like, man, we got this.
Well, that's a good motto to have. It's a good mindset to have because if not, you can get down in the dumps. And you go, that's 50% true because everyone's going to say you're on drugs. Do you get that a lot? And I'm not being sarcastic.
Yeah, I do. You know, all I do, I drink and I smoke a little pot. That's it, you know. And by the way, even though it's, anyways, that's beside the point. It's pot's almost illegal everywhere in the United States. But that's it. But yeah, I get accused all the time of like being on drugs. But my God, I was a sergeant in the Army, okay? So it's like I've done some crazy shit, man. And it was like, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's just, yeah, I get accused sometimes of it until they know me. And when they know me, they're like, oh, yeah, he's just ADHD, and he's just AFU naturally wired, you know, like the Van Halen song or something, I guess.
I get that, too. Oh, did you have ADHD? No, I've been tested twice, motherfucker. I just think that's a rude question, you know? Like, people say shit like, what are you on? And
really
stuff like that. I'm like,
Sanford, be cool.
Say, Rack?
I was agreeing with you. It really is a rude question. You don't ask people that. I mean, I like the idea of the 50% joking because, you know, there's an expression, the first time I heard it, it really stuck with me, is many a truth is said in jest. You know, it's like, you know, and the idea of knowing you, you know, you got to know someone to be able to interpret what's going on. Otherwise, you're going to misinterpret it more than likely. So, you know, there's a lot to be said in that piece. There's a lot of truth in that.
Yeah.
And maybe
Boo, guys. Thank you.
Maybe Boo can write your prescription for penicillin for wherever it is that you got.
Oh my God! Oh shit! Man, I'm you.
Oh, was that out loud? I'm sorry.
People that actually are that hyper has the opposite effect on them, which really trips me out. Dave, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
What'd you think of Zappa's positivity there?
Oh, <I'm... laughs> I could identify with it. You know, it's it was pretty cool. I thought it was pretty neat. I liked it.
Yeah. Like, you know, they say that we should do affirmation and like manifest stuff into reality. You know, I don't do it often enough, but I don't know if it works. If anybody has any can say that it does or doesn't, but what else? You know, have tried everything else. So, if you manifest it enough, they say it'll come true. I don't know. Maybe I should start doing that more often. But thank you, Zappa. Great piece. Adam's phone is dead apparently, and he doesn't have the Wi-Fi. Remember, Rack? So, yeah, I'm gonna have to find a way to get him Wi-Fi because that's annoying. Okay, we're ready now. If you'd like to read your piece. I'm so sorry that I forgot your name. I won't forget it again if you tell it to me. I don't want to call you 424 or whatever. That's just lame.
Sorry, I was on mute. I've got a bedroom full of kittens here that all want feeding. So if you hear any strange mewing or yapping or anything
cook
crazy, I'm not.
Kittens
I refuse
make a fine
to
meal.
Cook the kittens. I am not cooking the kittens, okay? There are nine of them. There are nine of them born to two sisters, and they just sound horrendous,
fine.
So apologies. You wouldn't say that if you could hear them, honestly. Anyway, this poem is really, really old, okay? I haven't written anything like new in I don't know when.
Okay.
So
new
apologies because there's the cat meowing.
It's
believe me, we love cats.
Yeah. Okay. You'll have to excuse the accent as well. You probably won't even understand what I'm saying. Okay.
I didn't know that
was me.
This one's called Greenhouse. This one's called Greenhouse. It's mostly just written for my family, for Jacob and for, anyway. I spilled saline secrets into lukewarm coffee. Stirred them up and threw a branch for my old man pup, wishing he would chase it. Once he was a ball of life, our boy a babe, still yet to breathe. The little three-wheeled bike sits rusted like my mind, but I still recall the taste of your name. like good liquor on thirsty lips. I smile, knowing that the wrinkles only mean we made it. We will feast on muddy veg, fresh hanks of bread and Yorkshire tea, sleep entwined as winter plays. Let our past be silent, yet a welcome guest is placed at our table assured. My coffee is cold, and the toys of yesteryear lay toppled, overgrown by time. That our family blooms, wild and brave. This garden needs a greenhouse. End poem.
Wow.
Could you read the last line again about the greenhouse? Sorry.
Sure. I'll read the whole last verse then, just so it makes sense.
Sure.
That our
yeah.
family blooms, wild and brave. This garden needs a greenhouse.
That's cute. This family blooms, like, needs a greenhouse. Oh, that's cute. You know, I could hear the pride, actually, in that, and the love for your family. And they're growing, you know, and that's a good thing. And you said the lips were, the lips were thirsty, you know. So they're always looking for more, in life. Growing, like, that's the main point there. And then the past silent, I think you said, a welcome gift. Like, yeah, I just feel the love, admiration, and the pride you have for your family in there. Really, really cool, well written. I loved it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Where do you live?
Pardon?
Where do you live?
I live in a little town called Barnsley in South Yorkshire, so nobody really knows it for anything but the miners' strike and Margaret Thatcher. It's like the smallest place in the world, honestly. You can walk the
Margaret
whole depth
Thatcher?
Of it in, I don't
I
know,
love
10
her.
Minutes. Do not even get me started on Margaret Thatcher. She's
it's an inside joke.
Okay. but seriously, nobody knows Barnsley apart from for the miners' strike. I don't think it's even on the map. There's usually a joke that it's the place in Yorkshire that Hitler forgot, so because it's so small and it's just what it is.
Yeah, cool. What did you think, Dave, of her greenhouse there? You there, Dave?
Well, it's no greenhouse. It needs a greenhouse.
It needs a greenhouse. Oh, Dave might be doing something. Okay, what did you think, Racky?
That was a gorgeous piece, very contemplative and reflective. I love the imagery with the three-wheeled trike and I forget how you put it, and I'm sorry I can't quote it. You're talking about the taste of needing
wine
the taste
on your lips.
Of liquid. Yeah. That was absolutely stunning. I mean, the imagery is so inviting and welcoming, and you know you've got the passage of time wrapped in there too. So, I mean, it's really a great piece. And you know, and no matter how old it is, you know, and like I was saying, most of us, you know, if we haven't commented on it, you can't see our names in the comments. So it's new to us. So it's not that it's old. I mean, it's still poignant. You know, and I think, you know. Each of us will probably get something different from it, but something hopefully along the lines of what you were thinking when you wrote it. It was gorgeous.
Thank you. You were actually spot on, both of you, so thank you for that.
Zappa, what do you think, my friend?
What?
What?
I think it's beautiful.
You got a comment?
I really do. You ought to hear her children's books. I mean, she can write. Oh my gosh, she's really good. The metaphor on this is really, 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 really good on every aspect. The greenhouse. She needs a greenhouse built, I think. I mean, she needs some tomatoes and some other good things in there. I think you live in a cold climate, don't you? Barnsley, England is like. Noted for its cold climate.
We do get like 4 or 5 days of sunshine a year, to be fair. So we do get
four
or five days. Yeah.
You need a greenhouse. Blossom, you need a greenhouse. Yeah, it's a really beautiful poem. I can live vicariously through what I've read. I mean, she's an amazing writer. You got to hear her children's books, so I'm not lying to you. Okay, I know. I know Naked Angel, okay? And I'm just saying, she's really good, man. She's really good. Good poem. Great poem.
Thank you. Thank
I
you.
Love Naked Angel. That's so cute, too.
It's metaphoric, I assure you. It's definitely metaphoric.
Does it have a meaning for you, like this Naked Angel? Or is it just, you know,
thank
something
you.
That you like? It seems like it may mean it probably mean something.
Don't
like, you know, does it mean Naked Angel? Like, I know, you know. Yeah. It's cute. It's cute. Because, you know, some people will be like, oh, you know, it's an angel. Why is it naked? You know, and bullshit like that. But
it was it actually, it was
vulnerability.
It was kind of like a social experiment in the beginning to see if I put the word naked in there, would I get, like, hundreds of reads. So when I first
read
your poetry, like, years ago, it was like a social experiment.
Oh, you wicked woman. Are you serious?
Did it work?
That's actually kind of cool.
It did work, yeah.
Cool, man.
I started out as Little Fish 1 and got no reads, and then I changed
That's
my name
really
to Naked
smart.
Angel. And
yeah,
I got, like, hundreds
worked.
Of reads. It was definitely a social experiment, yeah. And it worked.
Yeah, I bet you got a lot of weirdos, too, right?
I did. It became a problem in the end. I think I became, like, I don't know, raining kisses or something for a bit just to shake them.
Yeah,
but,
they take it all literally and shit. Like, oh,
yeah,
she loves me. She's naked. What's going on? Yeah. I in the beginning, you start a lot of sensual stuff, and then I realize you get, because, you know, it gets the most attention, but then you realize it gets the wrong attention a lot of the time.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you were nasty,
you know,
it was fun, though. It was fun to watch them squirm, though, for a bit. It was fun times. But, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
more sensible one of these days.
Everybody's naked on the internet.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. That's a great
yes,
idea. And she said it works. Just those sex still sells, even when it's with an angel. Try that rack, naked rack, and rake naked Zebra. That'd be funny. Okay, so let's see. Can I don't know? Can you grab what the was there's? I think Dante's on the board in the board. I don't know if you could grab it, Zebra, or you can read it. I don't know where Raz is, but I hope he's all right. I gotta get Adam the freaking internet. This is too much for me. He's too bad she's behind. Zappa.
Yes,
are you
ma'am.
There? Do you
yes,
think
ma'am.
You could grab Dante's and read it, please?
Is it on the board? I don't see it yet.
Yeah, it should be.
Do I need a refresh?
Yes.
I'm taking
it's,
a refresh.
It's, actually, it's in the topic board because I can't put anything
Oh, topic? Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Adam! Adam, love you too, man. Hey, where do I go?
Or maybe
what do
Adam,
I do?
No, maybe Adam's listening. Maybe he could throw it up there. Whoever.
I apologize. My internet's kind of weird right now. Go ahead.
Get to work.
Is it Dante 16?
Adam's going to work since he's here.
Gotcha,
yeah.
Gotcha.
I think
shut
he
up.
Has one up.
Okay, I'm going back to location history. Yeah, we got some kind of hurricane crap coming through here right now. It's really weird.
No, I appreciate your help. Anything you can do to help is awesome.
Hurricane's a good drink.
I'm sitting over here cutting my own hair like an idiot. I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
chop, chop.
I have way too much hair.
Speaking
I look like
Brits,
a chia
chop, chop. Don't cut too much, boo-boo.
Like,
your hair is beautiful. Don't cut too much. I've never seen you, but your hair is beautiful. Just be careful, man. Be careful.
She's calling for the poodle.
Yeah, I'm from Jersey, you know. Speaking of that, where the fuck's Francine?
Yeah, where is she?
I'm going to give her a call. I think maybe I don't know. She thinks there's no show or something. I'm going to call
hey,
her.
Is it the newest one that's up right now? Here, hold on a second. My God, I got that freaking song in my head. It's just like, it's terrible. Oh.
Which one?
Is it Dante 16? It says just for
yep.
fun 23?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. Are you all ready? Are you all ready?
Ready, Freddy.
By Dante 16, just for fun 23. Never forget what you've done to me. These shocks. aren't shocking me. I don't even give a damn if you have a job for me. So forget the bungee, I'm falling free by the implemented demented methods, giving freely from the hollowest depths of then, when it's impairing the next sin's sentence. While I'm preparing the next sentences, you better be repairing your engines, because I'll be wrecking the senses. I'll be the one fighting of your death threats and bury you back in some trenches. Reconcile the reckoning as the reclamation inside that animated mindset on probation. I can do this on the fly, man. Make it up and throw away the plan then. Inhumane reclaiming what had to be regained then. Blood is what I take as repayment. If that's not enough, I'll force it on you and I'll swallow them. Because if you are a feeder of the bottom, it's not a problem. I brought them fertilized in disguise and realized by surprise and daunted like a newt to be dropped. P will always be the same to me, a distraction while the fibers go active inside of me, ballistical and tactical and a free-for-all survival. A barely rhymely schemer turned working berserker, but put it on paper that Satan will be a prayer. By the development of this infection in the Lebanon, none of it matters. Abandoned testaments. Even my demon can't stop a veteran from spitting.
Oh, damn.
Watched him crawl back in the pits again. Resurrectionless by the endless, reckless voices of the voidless, which means then that the ice is broken but still unlighted fire. To hell with the sentiments, I will be sentient with no regrets. Because the progress of the wordplay is like a sword that comes out to play. Remember the art form from which I came from. Mindless, unshackled, not even tempered and fragile. Even when the end is narrowing, take it in. In limbo, I still flow, even in the slow matter of your everglow. But hey, I'm still the same when I ask that you bleed. Will it make me insane? In poem. Beautiful poem.
What'd you get from it?
Pain, man. Fucking pain. You know what? We can only take so much until we fucking bite it back. And throw a rat in a corner. It'll bite its way out of that corner. And if not, it just gives up. I don't see giving up on this. I don't see giving up. I see Dante not giving up. It's really fucking cool, man. I love this. I really do. I love this poem.
It's a lot of like tenacity in it and a little bit of attitude, you know, and like fighting the demons and clawing your way through and coming out the other side, which is what he does all the time so well. I don't see him as the kind of person that cowers or, you know, backs down or whatever. He may even be one of those ones that has to get the last word in, I'm not sure about that, but I don't see him, like, you know, giving in too easily. And that's a good thing, too, you know, sometimes. Depends, I guess, on the context, but, yeah, a lot of strength and power in there. I think I'd fall off my chair if he wrote something real happy. You know, that's sort of his genre, like, you know, but he does it well. So thank you, Dante. I don't want to say your name wrong. I don't want to call you 447 either. Could you tell me your name again? I'm so sorry.
It's Teresa. It's Naked Angel or Teresa.
Naked Angel. How could I forget? Okay, what did you think of that one, Naked? Yeah, really, come on.
I liked the way that it kind of marched. There was like a marching feel to it, kind of like a stamp, like you could feel, I don't know whether I want to call it anger or like you said, attitude, but it was almost like a stamp, the way it kind of stomped through the mind of the reader. It just sort of felt really, really satisfying. And I absolutely loved the line about, if I ask you to bleed, does it make me insane? I just feel that's like, I don't, there's something satisfying about that. I can't really explain it other than I just like the feel of not really aggression. It's more like yeah, just attitude. I just really, really like the power of that piece. It's really good.
Okay, Racky Boo.
Yeah, I feel the same way about that. You know, I got I think defiance is the word that you're looking for. He seems to be, you know, raging against whatever anyone wants to throw at him. He's like, I'm going to stand up and I'm gonna you know, have my way anyway, no matter what you throw at my ass. You know, it's very, very powerful piece. Speaking for his independence and his own strength. You know, and I think he's a bit of a rapper too. So you know, that was the cadence that I felt in the background, that you probably could have you know, put this to a beat and kind of wrapped it a little bit. It was a good piece, you know. It's signature Dante.
Yeah, true. I don't know if Adam had one in there or not, but I was going to ask him, see if I could, if he wanted us to read it. But do you see anything else on the topic board, Zappa? I'm sorry. I think there's maybe, I don't know how many poems in there.
Yeah, I know I don't.
You don't? Okay, that's good. Then
sorry,
as long as I'm not missing
nobody, right,
I'm good. So, Rack, what would you like to hear of yours?
Oh, goodness. You want something funny? I got for some reason I'm thinking of an older piece also, but you know, it's got a humor in it. It's Naughty at 90.
Oh, I like that one. Okay, Naughty at 90. Here we go. It's super slow. Oh, there we go. Naughty. That's funny, Katie the Naughty Poet comes up everywhere. Rack, Naughty at 90. There we go.
Naughty at 90 by Raconteur. We barely got back from the early bird special when my adventurous old wife got an urge to role play. So she slipped in the bathroom to change and emerged in something decidedly more risque. I realized she had dimmed the lights. It wasn't my glaucoma, her silhouette framed in the bathroom door. Squeezing her breasts, she sashayed towards the bed, slapped her ass and said, "Treat me like a dirty whore." She ran her hands over her silky bra and crotchless panties before blowing me a kiss. Pointing to her honey pot, she asked, "Do you want a taste of this?" A look of horror crossed my face. I couldn't help but stare. I said, "Oh dear God, no! Just look what it did to your underwear!" End poem.
You know, that's the one thing, the one food item where I'm just like, God, why would you even want to mess with it? The honey just seems like so sticky mess, you know? Like, I know a lot of people talk about it, but it just seems like just not worth the... I just can't imagine. So good.
Good God, man.
Naughty at 90, then you're doing pretty good, I think, you know? So... Oh, that's a good thing. That was cute, Rack. And I always love the way you read it with so much character. I love how you go, by Rack and Terror, like all, like, you know, you're teasing us. I think that was really cute. I like that one. I love the old Fogies one, too. That was really cute.
I do that one full on, in a full-on voice.
Yeah, that one's really cute. Oh, that one was short, so I'm going to play that one next. We got plenty of time. So, okay. Naked Angel, what do you think of his naughtiness?
Well, I'm just hoping that I feel that lively at 90, to be fair. You know, if I still feel that good at 90, I'll be happy. I feel 90 really, really awesome. I feel 90 already tonight, honestly. I've just done a 3-day plane trip back from America. I feel about 100, I don't know about 90. This is a really, really clever poem. I actually love it. I like how simple it is, and yet it kind of tells a story that's actually quite intricate at the same time. It's really cleverly written. I love the imagery in the doorway when, you know, the silhouette in the doorway. I could actually, like, envisage it. It's really, really good, really clever. I like that one. Really good.
You know, it's funny. You picked up on something that exactly went through my head when I wrote it. I felt a little guilty, you know, making fun of the fact that they were getting frisky as old as they were, because, you know, that's the hope I think we all have is like, you know, nothing's going to slow us down, you know? That was thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, you know, guys are always down for sex. They don't care if they're 150. They could care less. You know, they're always good to go, most men anyway. So, hey, if you're still doing at 90, more power to you. That's what I'm saying. You know, keeps you healthy, keeps you young, so they say. You know, I love when I see old people just holding hands. You know, it's just so cute. Like when I go to play the piano on Saturdays to the old folks home, they're just adorable how they dance, and they just, like, you know, been together 68 years. It's like, whoa, you know, and they're just so both tiny and cute. I don't know. At that point, you're like the same person, I think, you know? And they always tell me, I don't know what happened these days. I don't know why everybody gives up so easily on marriage, you know? When it was broke, in our day, when it was broke, we fixed it. You know, now everybody throws in the towel. I'm like, so true. It's true. Okay, so, let's see. Let me refresh to make sure nobody else is on.
May I iterate?
You may.
Boom, boom. Left hand, right hand, man, on the piano. Left hand, right hand. Bass clip, treble clip. Got to keep her going. Yeah, you know, I think it's the best friend thing, too, you know. My lover is my best friend. Plain and simple. Always be that way. And it's the best thing I ever did. I've only been married once and divorced once. I tell you, you know what? At least she was a good mom. She wasn't a good wife, but I probably wasn't a good husband. That's beside the point. Best friend.
Yeah.
Left hand, right hand. You can't have one without the other. And if you do, I guess one will improvise and will be difficult. You know?
But, no, it's
yeah,
be,
man.
You gotta be careful.
It's just love, man. It's just love.
You gotta be careful there, Zappa. It sounds like you're saying your left hand and your right hand are your best friend.
Wow! Oh man, that is so cool. Thank you.
My mom used to say you have to fall in deep like first before you can really love someone. You have to actually like who they are, like them as a person, human being, and that's so true, you know.
I think best friends. So I can honestly tell you right now, as where I stand, my liver is my best friend, and it's just the weirdest thing, you know. Anyway, blah blah blah. You're talking love.
I'm
going
to get
balls right over.
I said lover. That's just so cute. You know? So much better than, like, significant other or whatever. It just sounds much better. And it's really romantic, I think. Who's bugging me now? Lord. Actually, you want me to work? You guys think it'd be crazy. You gotta be kidding me. Yesterday I told my boss, I'm off the clock. I'm sorry. You're going to have to get back to me tomorrow. He was like, oh, you're too funny. Anywho, like, I wasn't joking, but he'll just keep calling.
I was like dancing. Let's all dance. Come on, now.
Coming for him and goes, oh, my God, your boss is on the phone. He probably wants you to work. Don't answer it. And one day he was here and he was like, oh, my God, that's hilarious. I'm like, oh, I thought he wouldn't like it. He goes, no, it's funny because you got to have something because you never pick up my fucking calls. I go, well, you always call me at the most inopportune times. So I don't think Adam has one of the
boys. I'm supposed to be working.
I'm like, I'm on the radio. Yeah, I had somebody a couple months ago get really pissed at me. Like, I can't believe you're on the radio when you're supposed to be working and you're a nurse. That's fucked up. And I'm like, yeah,
what do you mean? I mean, you work your asses off. You got to desensitize yourself.
Rehab where they're like doing their own thing. They don't
want
to see me. They don't want to see me fucking come out of the room. They don't want to see me. Like, I'm not like in the ICU and shit. You know what I mean? But they're like, shouldn't you be paying attention to the patient? And I'm like, yes, I am. I have my headphones and I'm walking around. I'm doing stuff. You know, she's like, I don't think that's right. If my family was in there, I would report your ass. And
You know what?
Like, I've been
that's
for 5 years.
Oh, God. boo-boo. My God, I'm sorry you go through that.
You know, I put my headphones up.
It's a tough.
And I put them on one side. So, you know, obviously something's going down because it's happened. I'm sure you guys have been here when I have a situation. I hang up. I got to go. Pissed off. Like, really pissed off. I was like, shit, I shouldn't have told you.
You know what you do on that? Pray to God they don't fucking do a lawsuit thingy or whatever and just move on to the next. Just like triage, you know? Move on to the next. It's so sad, but it's got to be... Anyway.
They're like, you know, to do, I'm like, I do my job. I do 10 people's job. So my shit is done, home place. Relax, and, you know? And believe me, the last person they want to talk to is me. You know, so they're, you know, doing their own thing. You know, I just thought that was funny. I mean, I'm talking really pissed off. Like, you're right, too. That is the kind of person that would probably call and say a bunch of shit when she really, you know, come over here. That's ridiculous. I better keep my eyes peeled. But anywho, I was going to, let me see if I can find it. I love this one from Rack. Let's see. Since we're on the old foogies. You guys can read another one, too, if you want. We don't have anybody else over there, so might as well read some more of your stuff. I'm going to find one in a minute, but... Oh, here it is. I love this one. This is Rack.
An Old Fogies Lament by Raconteur. I must be getting older, and I think I'm going to cry. Things just aren't how they used to be, and I simply don't understand why. My idea of streaming is sunlight through a window, not movies from remote locations. And when I hear something doesn't click, instead of mouse issues, I think human relations. A cursor is someone that uses foul language, damn it! Not a placeholder on a display. Keys are supposed to open locks on doors. Can you appreciate my brain's dismay? In my day, a web is where a spider ate. A cloud hung defiantly against the sky. Surfing was done in the ocean, and fishing with a rod and a fly. Windows went in walls. Apples got baked in pies. Cookies were dunked in milk, and shares represented stock buys. Ram was an animal with hooves and horns, and a drive is what you took in your car. Tweeting was the sound that a bird made, and backup was what you did if you went too far. Spyware was a trench coat, and pop-up what toast did. Life was so much simpler when I was just a kid. End poem.
That's so cute, you know, and I could actually see somebody saying that because they're like, you know, so confused by all this technology and what's going on, especially the older folks. They're almost afraid to even try it, you know? And so I see it all the time with the doctors. They don't want to try anything new. They're like, oh, no, new system. Oh, I have a girl for that. I don't want to do it, you know? But I like it when you said there's toast, you know, it was made for toast and, you know, really clever and in tune with today's world and really cute. I love the voice. Thanks, Rack. What did you think, Naked?
That was, like, really, really well read. Like, you actually sounded like the old guy that it was written about. Just brilliant. Just really, really clever. I actually love that kind of poetry. That was, when I first started out, that was, like, my bag. It was the kind of poetry that I did and discovered that I wasn't that good at it. But that was, like, really, really well written. And actually, it made me chuckle because it made me think of my late husband, bless him, because he really wanted to be up on technology, but he just didn't get it. And it kind of gave me a chuckle as well. So thanks for that. Really, really good. I liked that one.
Thank you.
I don't think people realize also
how hard it is to be funny. It's hard to write funny poetry. I suck at it.
Yeah, good.
That wasn't funny. I was serious.
Zappa, what'd you think of the old fogey?
Hilarious, man. Pardon me. Talk to moi, s'il vous plaît. I was, what you guys were talking about just now. The poem, oh my God, Modern Fevers, man. I'm serious. It's good. I'm shutting up.
Get off my lawn.
Get off the lawn. Shoot. You know, and then there's some people that are just so terrified of technology, like they're just like, no, you know, like it's like a disease, like I don't do that. This is going to crack you guys up. This is a true story. My dad was having a hard time with his computer, right? So he calls me up and he tells me the situation. And I go, okay, Dad, well, open your window. Do you see a window there blinking? And he goes, open the window. It's freezing out. And then I go... And I go, no. And he's going to blow your mind. He actually thought that the mouse, get a hold of yourself, was a foot pedal. And I was like a sewing machine. I'm like, Dad, that's the mouse. What the fuck is it doing on the floor? And he's like, it's in there for your foot. And I'm like, are you messing with me? And he's like, no, And I'm like, oh, my God. So then my sister's bought him like this. I'm like, wow, the guy's brilliant, but, oh and then, so my sister's bought him, like, this computer, I don't know if you guys ever seen it, but basically, I guess it's for people that are slow, and also for older folks, but it's got, like, huge keys, and it doesn't do shit, like, you can't download no apps, I don't even know if it has apps, but basically, it's just, it teaches you how to use the computer, and it's got, like, a, you know, maybe it's got, like, Word, and that's about it, it's really lame, and it has huge keys on it, and it tells you, like, what to do for things. So that's how he was supposed to be learning. So then a couple months later, I came over, and the whole thing's in the trash can. And I'm like, the whole thing is not even that old. And I go, Dad, what are you doing? This is a fucking piece of shit.
Oh, good God.
He's like, don't do dick. And I'm like, well, what do you want to do? Because you don't even know how to do anything. He's like, I want to watch porn. And I'm like,
holy shit, man.
Well, he goes, this doesn't let me get it through on the browser, so I got this. And he shows me a laptop, and he goes, now I'm good to go. And I go, there you go. Well, problem solved. Too much information, Dad, really. I didn't want to know that.
We're about to find this free thing. I mean, computers. And I mean, I still know 60 and 70, or probably 70-year-olds that will swear by a flip phone. Flip phone, excuse me. They will not have a freaking phone. Flip phone only, you know? Like, oh, my God.
Well, no, he got a pink flip phone he's had from, like, 1990, and he still has it. I'm like, this is sad. Come on, man. And it's pink. He's like, what? It does the job.
Let me tell you something. There's some people in technology that think that stuff is so sensitive that they almost insist. It's called... What's the word? Damn it!
It's AI shit. Crack,
No. It's something like protection by obsolescence. You can't hack something like that because there's no GPS, there's no brain, there's no nothing. So all their contacts are safe. No one's going to be able to do anything to that kind of a phone. It's security by obsolescence. That's something that they do.
Yeah.
Imagine, you know, you had like, you know, a list of like all the operatives from, and you got it on a floppy disk. No one can read a floppy disk anymore. They don't have the drive to put it in. So that's
exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and what's funny is too, you know, again with the old fogey thing, think of the reverse of that. You know, how many kids don't know how to read an analog clock, or they don't know what a phonograph needle is. You know,
how to use a map.
I get you. It's the same thing with like our second. No, I'm not going to go into politics or whatever. Just learning stuff. You know, if you learn it, and you know it, then at least you know what's going to happen ahead of time. Hopefully, you know the clear. Anyways, I'm going up on different tangents, but yeah.
You're right. I agree.
Yeah.
Nick, did you want to read another one?
I don't have one prepared. I could go and find one. Just if you,
okay.
if you want to go in and have a look. Unless there's one on the board
yeah.
I can read.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Is there any
you can
on
read
the,
you want.
Is there any... Pardon?
Yeah. And whatever
go
you want to read, it's okay.
Sorry. Right. You can
yeah.
Sorry,
you
I didn't get
read.
That. The connection's quite bad. Is there anything on
no,
the board? I don't
me
even
being,
know how to access the board. I'll go and read one of mine. I just don't even know how to access the board. I think the connection's
you
pretty
don't?
Bad
okay,
here as well.
Zappa will teach you. We're done.
yeah, we'll show
you.
Me this, okay? Okay, I'll find
yourself.
One of mine for now. Just give me a minute. Okay.
Hey, sure,
just
no,
one
you
minute.
Ooh. Yeah.
I can't even get into the whole poetry
I'm sorry,
now.
Guys.
Hang on.
Oh,
angel is
yeah,
a centerfold. Angel is a centerfold.
Oh, my God, I love that song. Photograph. Oh,
wait a second. No. Who is that?
Hey, you know what I was thinking? We never did this before. Like, I don't
Jake
think we've done
band.
It.
Jake Owl's band. I'm sorry.
That's like, awesome. Would you guys be, I don't know, would you guys be down or would you even care, like, if you got a prompt 1 week and then you brought it back the next week, would that be cool or not really? You guys don't really care. I just thought I'd ask.
Pretty cool.
Hey, don't all jump in. No, because I noticed they're doing that. I'm over there on Clubhouse, and they're like, hey, this is your assignment next week. Bring back a poem. And it's always something, like, really fucked up. And, they almost get off on giving you something like it's really jacked up. Like last week it was necrophilia, which
oh,
was
nice.
A really good one for that
dear
one. But
God.
it's so you know, it's a poem, man. Relax. I know you're not a necrophiliac. It's like chill. It's not literal. Everything's not literal. People were like all offended. It's like relax.
Yeah,
you know, open your mind.
They asked me for a poem on necrophilia. I told them to drop dead.
Yeah, I think, what was before that? It was something like, I forgot, but it was really weird. It's not, something about an apocalypse, but anyway, I don't want to rush you naked, so let me know whenever you're ready. You can
okay.
read another one, too.
I'm ready. Okay, so this
okay.
this one is really, really old, and it's a bit different because it's rhymey. And this is for my son, Jacob. So the background to this is 2 years after this was written, Jacob was diagnosed with autism, but we didn't know this then. So it really fascinates me now because it's an insight into his little world. He's a really smart, really bright boy, but very unique. Anyway, this is for Jacob. Poem for Jake. Thank you, Jacob, little one. You taught me how to chase the sun. Through your eyes, I saw again a spider web bejeweled by rain. We chased the russet butterflies that twisted through the autumn skies. We hugged beneath a pile of leaves and tasted winter on the breeze. Simple things I never saw, much too busy to explore, until I saw the world anew, walking hand in hand with you. End poem.
That's fantastic.
It's really cute.
You know,
yeah.
I like, you know, how you do that from his perspective, you know, because a lot of times people fail to realize that, you know, that's a lesson that too many people, I think, don't explore, you know, that reminds me of, you know, do unto others or treat other people how you want to be treated. You know, that's the same thing, like, you need to see the world through their eyes for a minute. You know, too many arguments happen when people don't understand or think about why somebody does something. You know, you say that you love someone, but at the same time, you know, how can you believe that somebody that loves you would do what you're accusing them of, and then that turns into an argument? You know, it just doesn't make sense sometimes, and it's all about the perspective. And that sounds like it's a little far off, I think, from what you wrote, but I really don't think it is. You know, you're talking about his point of view and his little world, you know, and you took the time to pay attention and listen to him, and you learn from him on what he sees and what the world is like through his eyes, so you could better understand what he does. That's fantastic, and I think that's necessary too for relationships.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
What do you think, Zappa?
I see a mother loving her child
little beginning, and maybe it's child is just in a different understanding of life and things and nature and everything, colors, sound. The mother is right there, vicariously right there with that child all the way. It might be Wonderland, but you know what? I don't know about y'all, but when I was a kid, that's exactly what I fucking wanted, you know? Beautiful, man.
Really, yeah, good. Me too. I wanted to go to Neverland, and I wanted to go on with Peter Pan and all that stuff, you know? Waiting for him to pick me up. And, you know, a lot of times, especially with kids that have, you know, I don't like calling anything a disability. I just don't like that, but that are different. A lot of times you just got to listen, you know, bring yourself down to their level. Pay attention. Don't just blow them off and just, you know, toss them aside or whatever. Just, you know, I hate that. I hate when people do that to old folks and to kids. It's just crazy. He doesn't know anything. They're just talking, you know, whatever. They have a lot to say if you stop and listen. And a mother's true love, you know, mom will do anything for a kid. And I bet you he's brought more joy to your life than you ever imagined, right?
He really has, yeah. He's been, like, in recent years, like, my reason for getting up. But actually, he ended up being a complete genius. So he's autistic, but he's actually, like, he's gifted with it. But he does see world through, like, a really, he sees it from a, he sees the little details that other people miss. And it's quite interesting that you're all talking about, like, holidays and things, because he's been all over the world. But I still think his favorite places are probably those little, you know, those quiet, familiar places that he's known all his life, because he'll pick out sort of the routine, those in a way that we would, you know, most people would miss.
Yeah.
Something about comfort and routine. You know, like you say, it's to go and see something new and be in awe of it and be, you know, sometimes that's sensory overload, you know. It's more fun sometimes to look at something familiar and say, did you ever notice how, you know, that thing, you know, and then come up with something like, you know, that you stared at all the time. You're like, I never noticed that.
Yeah. Like watching a movie 1,000 times and then picking up that one line that you've never heard before, kind of thing. I get that.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, boo.
Things that make you go... Hello? Can you hear me? Come on now. Where's everybody at? Sunday, August 6th.
Hello.
I'm sitting here talking. I'm just telling you my story.
You on the time, then.
I'm so sorry. I was going to say, I used to take care of a child with autism, and I'll tell you what, it was the sweetest, most loving, I mean, so affectionate and just so cuddly. I mean, I'm a big sucker for that, you know, and
yeah.
Just really thoughtful. And, you know, they notice the shit that we don't, because their senses are so in tune at the
Absolutely.
Shit we just go,
Yeah, they really do.
And they're, like, all over, you know. And he taught me a lot, actually. So he was a pleasure, honestly. So, I know, I don't like that whole stigma, you know, special needs, whatever. Don't we all have special needs, right?
Yeah.
So good for you, props. How many kids do you have, Angel?
Okay, so I have a stepson, but I've brought him up since he was 10, so he's mine, because I've had him almost all his life. And then I have 10 biological children, so 11 in total.
No wonder you got 9 kids.
11
including
my stepson. Yeah, there are 11 kids, and I'm counting grandchildren now. I think there are 15, there's 14 and 2 on the way, so going to be 16
wow.
grandchildren by the end of the year.
Yes, girlfriend, you need 2, maybe 3. Yeah, that's incredible. Wow. Yeah, are you still married? Same guy? You don't have to answer if you don't want to.
My first husband, he passed away, I don't know, six and a half years ago, something like that. So, no, soon to be married again. Soon to be married again.
That's awesome. You go, girl.
Thank you.
It sounds like you will be naughty at 90 then.
Yeah,
I'm hoping
right?
so. I'm working on it. That's if I have any energy left at 90. I think the grandkids might have burnt me out by then.
Another good God, man. What have you done?
Beautiful.
Are you pregnant,
man,
like, me too, like, for, like, 11 years? You know, some people...
We worked it
like
out. I think it worked out at around about 9.5 years or something like that. We worked
wow.
it out. We also worked out that the combined weight of my babies weighed more than a baby seal pup. I worked that out on a night shift about 5 years ago just for fun. Yeah, the combined weight was enormous. And I think I was pregnant for about 9.5 years
huh?
or something. It's not for the faint-hearted, but I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't. There's nothing about that I would change, but it's not for the faint-hearted.
Oh, that's cute. They probably just looked your way and you're pregnant, huh?
Sure.
back in the day, the hosts of, like, the talk shows, you know, that they would have the conversation before they got into it, and there was a quote attributed to Groucho Marx. Supposedly, he claimed he didn't say it, but it sounds like something he would have said. He was talking to a woman, you know, before the show and everything, and she said something similar to you. He's like, you know, 11 children, and he's like, 11 children, her answer, you know, well, I love my husband, and his response was, well, I love my cigar, but I take it out of my mouth once in a while.
That makes sense. Yeah, that was a good poem. Thank you. So I'm gonna play one of my favorites. Actually, I wrote the poem, but somebody else reads it, and no, it isn't Rob. But you guys probably know who it is. It's off the hook. Like, I love this. I haven't seen him in a while, but I love him. And so this is called Cock Blocker.
Cock Blocked by Mrs. Little Boo. Maybe it's the shiny optimism that murders our objectivity. Denial, a vigilante on a suicide mission. Or is it that clarity's visual field has been obstructed by candy-coated schoolgirl promises? Grand illusions of fables never discovered, not for lack of trying, rather due to dingy rose-coloured glasses we obediently wear, those without poetically perfect peepers or 20/20 vision. The kiss of death. It isn't you, it's me. What a crock of mutilated dog shit that reeks to the high heavens. Apparently it is me. Otherwise I'd be on that urban legend ever elusive white goddamn horse with my metaphorical, perfectly polished, polite Disney Prince Walt. You sadistic cock-blocker, do the math, ye blinded fools, the odds ain't good, fairy tale selfishly cracked, the slipper didn't fit, heroine eternally running late, sisters who'd give Satan a run for his money, and a stepmother straight from the fiery pit of Lucifer's clandestine back alley sweatshops. Perhaps the ridiculous rosy outlook has been oversung. Always sounded better in the shower, muffled by stone-aged pipes singing strangulated sinister squeals of reality. Kissed many a toad in my day, never received that crackerjack prize dubbed happily ever after. Can't even say it with a straight face, can you? Remember when people were real and hope was laid out in a dainty Martha Stewart pre-incarcerated gift basket, enticing with those overstimulated dreams, one served with a side of enthusiasm? Yeah? Me neither.
That was cute.
I love that read so good.
Yeah, that was funny. You kissed many a toad, huh?
Yeah, thanks, Rick. I love Rick. He's awesome. What do you think, Zappa? Yeah, I kissed many a toad, believe me. Far too many.
I say, you know, whenever I read something like that's a realism in it, it's about fucking time. It's a phrase. It seems like time. The poem I read, what?
Thank you. What do you think,
Angel?
cock. I mean, cock. I mean, Walt, you sadistic cock block. Like, Walt Disney to promise and all this bullshit with his princesses and his fairy tales. You know, it's not all of us get that.
Well, it's crazy. It's strong. It's outrageous, you know. It's just good to see somebody at least trying, because, I mean, you know.
So, Boo, this princess is walking through the forest, and a frog walks up to her and says, if you kiss me, I'm going to turn into a prince. So the princess snatches him up, puts her in her pocket, and says, nah, I'd rather have a talking frog.
Yeah, right? Less hassle. What do you think, Angel?
I can't even find words for how much I like this one, actually. Just, like, the whole wordplay and the way you link it all. And I love, like, the slipper doesn't fit. What I really love is the reference to the Cracker Jack prize, because I can remember having those when I was a kid. And I got this little Cassie doll in there, but what I really wanted was a Hot Wheels. And I ended up with a little miniature Cassie doll. I was so disappointed, because I thought, for me, that just, like, that kind of ties the whole thing up. Just right there and then, that, you know, life's sometimes such a empty box of chocolates kind of thing. I really like it. Really, really like it. There's some great wordplay in that one. Really nice piece.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, you're waiting for that fairy tale, that prince, the horse, the whole whatever, you know, and the shit doesn't come. What are you going to do when it doesn't come, you know? It's like, we got to give, you know, I don't know if you've seen them, because you have kids, a lot of kids too, but they have them now, like, it's called the anti-fairy tale, so, you know, she's not that damsel in distress, you know what I mean? She's an independent woman. She don't need a man. She ain't waiting.
Yeah.
Well, that's the ones I read to my daughter. You know?
Yeah, I've tried to teach my daughter the same thing as well. You don't, I've tried to teach mine that you have to go out there and kind of, you know, write the end of your own tale in the way that you want it to be. But you're right. You go through life expecting this fairy tale ending, and yeah, you just kind of have to learn to enjoy the twists and turns in the road, I guess. You just
It's a lot of pressure
just
for
men. Just
don't
keep waiting for that Cassie doll in the Cracker Jacks, because she's useless anyway. So don't keep waiting for her.
You know, I always wanted the joke thing, the thing, the hologram that changed like colors. Remember that one? I always wanted to get that one.
No, I never. Do you know what, though? It's the same with my kids. They used to collect the Happy Meal toys. And I remember one of my kids wanted, he wanted the whole collection of tweenies, and he never did get Jakey. He never did get the Jake. And if you consider that I had, like, about 8 kids collecting these tweenie toys for him, and he never did get the Jake, so I never. We
like
still don't own it. We own about 6 of every other, and they're probably, like, valuable, but no Jakey.
I know, I used to go through multiple times. You know what else I used to do? Remember that fucking, what's it called? The board, Monopoly game piece? I was always one away, you know? But come to find out, it was only that one in the whole entire world that no one gets.
Yes. Yes. So disappointing.
Keep going through, you know? That's what I did, anyway. Yeah. Collect all that shit, too. You know, they did have pretty decent toys, though. The Happy Meal looked pretty good. I think now it's kind of shitty, but... back in the day,
they're all cardboard now. All the Happy Meals toys are just made of cardboard now. I take my grandkids in, and by the time we leave McDonald's, they've just chewed them up. My grandkids have literally chewed the toys up and eaten them by the time we leave McDonald's.
Yuck.
Total waste.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Made in China.
Yep.
Fucking Ronald McDonald's gives me the creeps anyways. He's weird. I don't like clowns, but I mean, he just trips me out. I don't know what's up with him, but he's spooky.
And he's a redhead.
And he's just weird. I don't know. Like, he's just like, I don't know, something about him. But I don't like the other one. I don't like none of them, really. I hate the big gray, purple thing, whatever it is.
Grimace,
yeah. What's up with him?
Grimace.
Weird. They're all weird, really. I don't know. Isn't this some kind of bird or
remember?
Chicken? I'm not sure what that thing is supposed to be.
Remember the electric company?
Yeah.
The electric company. I mean, it's like really cool, man. It's like a nostalgia. Really cool.
We learn shit on TV, you know? Like, Sesame Street, Electrical Mr. Rogers, you know, all of that stuff. You at least learned something. You know who I can't stand more than Hell Life itself, though, for real? Whoever created them should be shot. Whoever gave the green light, the fucking Teletubbies, oh, my God. I cannot stand these assholes. Have you guys ever watched it?
The guy who created them actually dreams them, you know.
Did you say the guy who created him what?
He dreamed it. The guy who created Teletubbies. I only know this because Jacob told me, but he tends to know facts and he's not usually wrong. He dreamed the Teletubbies.
What a fucking nightmare. They are the dumbest thing. They don't teach your kid nothing. They just go, they just walk around. It's so stupid.
Oh,
I wrote to the company about that. I said, this is ridiculous crap. I don't even know why it's even on here. I went off in a letter. They responded.
Dear God. I was in town, you know, and I had to sit down with my kiddos. I did the whole thing with the television. My son loved them. They freaked me
you
out.
You did? But do they ever talk? I never say shit.
I actually heard
they just
that it was
say, uh-oh, and things like that. They don't say words.
On a special home or something. The kids ended up killing themselves because they tried to cut themselves open and put TVs in their stomachs or something.
Yes.
And that's...
Yeah. I remember. I think they're still on, even. Right?
Good Lord.
We still get Teletubbies in Britain. We still get them here in Britain. I don't know about there, but we still get them.
Far too long. Yeah. Hey, what about this? Did you guys know that the guy who does Elmo got busted for, like, child porn or some shit?
Oh, yeah.
No way. Seriously?
Yeah. Because everybody was trying, like,
porn.
Oh,
that is so sad.
Or is it, oh, good Lord. Well, let's just see what happens or whatever. Maybe it's just porn or whatever.
I don't know.
Good Lord, man.
Yeah, like supposedly, and it's like, whoa, man. That's probably why somebody said you best the greatest pickup line ever. Want to come meet Elmo?
Oh, my God.
Tickle me, Elmo.
My daughter loves Elmo. La, 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 la. Oh, my God, big time. And Thomas. Thomas the train, too. Thomas is healthy, good fun, though, I think. Yeah. Now I don't even know what they watch. Do they even watch TV? I have no idea.
They watch YouTube videos. They just watch YouTube videos about people opening little plastic eggs and making slime and things.
Yeah.
They don't
watch
any
programs
anymore.
Naked, you're right.
You know how much money I've spent
right.
on slime? No kidding. I mean, the more crystally it is, the more squishy and squishy.
Hey, you know what I saw today on YouTube Premium, because I can barely afford it? The Adventures of Baron Munchausen. Oh, my God,
oh,
I love that movie. If you jump on there and watch it. I mean, it's free. I got Premium, so I don't have to look at commercials and shit, you know. But, yeah, man, The Adventures of Baron Munchausen. Nostalgia.
he was based on a real person too. He exaggerated the stories of his exploits, and that's what he was known for was his exaggerations.
Remember Mr. Magoo?
Magoo, you've done it again.
Shit. I used to like, which is for their face, they were up in space, like, and they had all the cool shit up there. Oh, the Jetsons.
Oh, God, Rosie the Robot.
That's the way to do housework. She's got it going on. That's how it's going to be in the future. We're almost there.
I'm working so hard, I had to push this button. I love it, man. I love it.
Every woman's just
crying.
You ever think about all, like, the weird subliminals in some of the shit? Like, you know, now looking back, like, how much really a lot of the shit was really perverted, and it was, like, sort of, like, a very adult, but at the time you didn't get it, you thought it was funny. Like I Dream a Genie. Like, every guy's dream, right? That's just scantily clad, you gotta drink when you come home. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you know what, Andrew, I Dream a Genie, right?
Well, I forgot.
If you look close enough, you can see Bush.
You see Bush. Yeah, if you look close enough, you can see Bush.
Good Lord, man. I love that show.
I used to love
Space
Company.
Cape Canaveral. Every anyways, yeah.
Even though he was like queer as hell. I used to love Jack Ripper. I think he was the luckiest guy ever. I love Mr. Roper too, and his wife. That was funny as hell. Those are the kind of neighbors I had.
Oh my God, Three's Company? Mr. Roper?
Yeah.
Wait a second, am I thinking the same thing?
Yeah, you're thinking the same.
Mr. Roper
was
Jesus. Yeah. Hey, how about Good Neighbors? In America, they call it Good Neighbors, but in England, it was The Good Life.
Ah.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I just lived for those programs. I've got them on my playlist just all over. Good times.
That was
Three's Company wasn't called Three's Company here either. It was called Robin's Nest.
Thank you.
Do you have episodes?
You'd like to have episodes?
Of what?
Okay,
there's a show called Episodes, and part of it is based in England, I think. But
it might
clever.
Be called something else here.
Yeah. It stars, what's his name, from Friends. And he's playing himself. He's playing himself, but he's working with these two British writers, a husband and wife, and he ends up having an affair with them.
I don't think I've seen it. I could ask my kids though; they might know which one. I don't watch an awful lot of TV, to be honest. I'm usually too busy, but
it's old. It's old.
I don't think I've heard of it. It may be just called something else over here, though.
Right. In America, it's called Episodes.
I don't know. I'll have a look.
God.
It's not something I'm familiar with.
It was very, very well written because he's playing – the fact that he's playing himself and there's a lot of writers involved and things like that, it got a lot of clever dialogue, a lot of situations that are like, you know, you can't not – understand how, you know, by watching sometimes, you know, they come up with these elaborate things and you're like, you know, I'm not buying it. I when I watched that, I'm like, not once did I think, you know, how did that happen? You know, that would never happen, that wouldn't work. You know, it's someone's trying to be clever, or they're dropping a line from a movie or something, or they're saying something, you know, cheeky, and it's like, are you kidding me? But you know, it's like in the situations that they're putting him in, it really worked, you know. It's pissing me off that I can't remember his damn name. The guy who played Joey,
wasn't it? Are you talking about with the one with the guy who played Joey in it?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't think I've ever seen it, but I know which one you mean. I remember it, but I've not watched it.
Yeah, that's something that you'd really enjoy. I loved it because sometimes some people, you know, stopped watching it in the beginning because they didn't get the British humor in the beginning. But you know, as the character fleshed out and everything, I thought it was very brilliant. It was really, really clever.
I'll have to watch out for that. British humor tends to be a little bit more kind of dry. It's not always in your face. It's more sarcastic. So if that's unfamiliar to you, you probably wouldn't get it.
Sometimes
British people can come off as being almost arrogant when they think they're being funny.
Oh my God! Have you ever seen what's his name? Jimmy Carr.
No, but I'm.
He's
comedian,
a British
Jimmy
comedian,
Carr.
And what I find most ironic about him, he made a joke about 9/11, and he's British, no less, and because it came from him, it's just funny. He's watching the police commissioner make a speech, and the police commissioner goes, "I'll never forget 9/11," and he goes, "I should hope not. It's your phone number."
I know the comedian. One of my daughters likes him a lot. So I know what you mean. She was talking about him the other day, actually.
And he wields that arrogance you're talking about. People come up to him and say, you know, oh, I think you're patronizing me, and he goes, I think you mean patronizing.
Yeah. That is British humor to a T as well.
That's crazy.
We tend to think we're being
like
funny when we're actually
somebody
just
comes
being
up
dick,
and says, thank you for your service.
Beautiful.
Most of us don't like it.
And Boo, you're talking to the mute button again, Boo.
Sorry, no, I was just listening to you guys.
Oh, okay.
Luckily, I didn't have, you know, my kid wasn't like one of those kids that wakes up at fucking the butt crack on Saturday to watch cartoons all day. He slept late. I was like, yes, because I'm a night owl. So, but you know, kids do that. Used to do that. But anybody want to read anything else, or before we? I think we got like, I don't know how many minutes. I think it might have stopped recording. I'm not sure. Let's see, what time is it?
How much time we got?
It would have dropped you off if you stopped recording.
I think we got, Jesus Christ, what the hell?
Extra one.
Holy shit. My cat is jumping.
Superstar.
Yeah.
Wait.
She keeps fucking with him, but then she keeps running away. You know, she's like teasing him, and then she's running away. My cat's messing with the dog that's over here. And, yeah, she's so curious, but yet she can't stop leaving him. She won't leave him, let him alone either. So we got 16 minutes.
Do I have one? I think I have one called Fractured Fairy Tale that's along the lines of your poem.
Okay, cool. All right. I'm for sure I got a million fairy tale ones, as always. All right, let's see. Let me move for a thing out of the way here so I trip on it. Stop messing with them, or you're gonna get the bone. Okay, fractured fairy tale. I gotta shut the door. Yeah, she's a little antagonizer over here. Like, she's so curious. It's funny, she's hiding behind stuff, peeking around, and then he's right there. And then I swear she just jumped so far. I haven't seen her jump that high ever. This is crazy. Maybe because she's young. Keep it up. Okay. Sorry your phone died, Adam and Raz. I hope you feel better. Dave, thanks for coming, all you guys. Thanks. I hope you come back, Angel. You're a hoot.
Oh, I'll be back. I might not be back regularly because it's like 3 o'clock in the morning here now. I'm okay at the minute because I don't work through the summer because I work in a school, so I can lay in. But obviously, when I go back to work, that would be a bit tricky. But for now, I'm here. And I don't always work on Mondays. It varies whether I pick a Monday shift up anyway, so.
Oh, that's good. You couldn't sleep?
Yes, 3:30 on Monday morning, yeah.
Pardon?
Okay.
No, I was repeating what you said. It's like 3:30 Monday morning.
Yeah, I don't like to imagine. I'm trying to pretend that's not happening, but I've no work tomorrow, so it's all good.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow is Monday. God, I hate Monday.
What's already tomorrow over there? Hey.
I didn't look up fractured, okay? She's stepping on the keyboard. She likes to learn the keyboard. Already
free, computer. I guess. I got work in the morning, too.
Put in there. I didn't get anything. Should I put fairy tale or fairy or tale? Let's see. Fractured is F-A-R-C, right?
S-R-A-C.
S-R-A. Oh, there's Frank. Okay, I hear you. Relax. I've been spraying all over the game. Let's see. Okay, let's see. Fairy tale. I didn't know Frank had some.
Okay, that just freaked me out, man.
Like she was getting ready to pounce. She seems to like love to bite my hand. I just started spraying her with a spray bottle.
Wow.
I don't see it, Rack. I put fairy. I put tail, and then.
No, don't worry about it.
Listen. Better yet, I'm gonna play a different one though of yours. Let's see, another one that goes along with that I love. Okay, so I know where that one's at.
Is it the unicorn one?
No. You'll know the one. You'll know the one. I love this one. It's hilarious. My computer's freaking slow. Okay, let's see. Oh, I thought it was... Oh, I know where it is. Okay, it must be under...
Yeah.
We are... Oh, I didn't put anything in there. That might be helpful.
Oh, I didn't want to wait. Hey, stop it. Okay, tell me the one with the Snow White. What's the name?
Yeah, I think that's the one I was thinking. I'm trying to remember the one that ends with the unicorn.
The Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. You know, and Grumpy's on that.
Whatever became of the Seven Dwarfs.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, I'm gonna put seven in there. Let's see. It's really funny. This one. Yeah.
Whatever Became of the Seven Dwarfs by Raconteur. The Seven Dwarfs, now obsolete because of modern technology, find themselves examining their ideology. Quite frankly, their lives have turned out quite crappy. The fact is, six out of seven dwarfs are not happy. Which is probably a good thing because he's a suspected serial killer. All Donald's nephews and Daisy have gone missing, and their feathers were found in his pillow. Sneezy got infected with coronavirus and is now under strict quarantine. Bashful has taken up stripping in a misguided attempt to boost his self-esteem. Sexual harassment cost Doc his license, and then he got high with the wrong hoe. It turned out she was undercover, and he got busted for selling her blow. Sleepy got into a horrible wreck after getting hammered one night, and Grumpy's laid up next to him in the hospital after getting crippled in a MMA fight. Dopey lost their licensing rights in an illegal card game and their remaining assets in a mutual fund disaster. Getting disavowed by Mickey for ruining Disney's reputation and killing any shot of living happily ever after. End poem.
That's hilarious. I love that. It's so funny. He lost his license. I love it. Hi, ho, hey, ho. For selling her some blow. That's a riot. Oh, my God. What did you think of that one, Angel?
That's really, really funny. And actually, what I like about it is how tightly it rhymes. What, you know, it locks together. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I don't like anything that's kind of sloppy in that respect. That one's really, really well done. And it's really funny as well, yeah. I really like that one.
They're really cute. Yeah. What do you think, Zappa?
It's unique. It's unique,
very,
isn't it?
Like, yeah, I wouldn't even think of doing something like that. And I would.
No.
When I first heard it, I was like, this is so good. And it's so, like, realistic, too, you know? He was in an MMA fight. This one's on drugs. He lost his license to be a perv. Like, shit that happens every day, you know? Really cute. Did you like that one, Zappa?
I'm laughing deep inside. You know, as an old man, I'm sitting here drinking an Ensure original strawberry shake with lots of protein. And thinking, cocaine!
Living the life.
Long time ago, but never more. Beautiful. I loved it. I really did.
Really good. I was trying to see if Adam had one here, but it doesn't have any... Many poems with you because they'll agree that I'm gonna play when he's listening, but I don't know if this is a poem or not. I'm not sure. I think it may be music. Maybe music. Let's see, because he doesn't have. I don't think he really does SoundCloud. I was gonna play one for him if he's listening, but let's see. We've got thousands of poems. We could have a show for years with all the poems we got on here. Let's see. What really blows my mind is, okay, let's see if this is a poem. Maybe not, but
Aphrodite, aphrodisiac, with the Coca-Cola hips, in your booty shorts, sweatpants, you dip, look so hot, let's dance. I'll sip you up an ice cold, bitch. Let me drink you down, full glass. From your cherry tasting lips to your hips and everything in between. Sugary, so sweet, finger licking, ooh, sticky good. So light some of that icky perp and get to twerking for daddy like you a perp. My number one suspect, cause you tease me, it's criminal. Got these thoughts, kinda psycho. Curves are alive, and I wanna ride all night. Until dawn, she sighs. She's hungry for me in her warm starlight bedroom eyes. Feel her heat between them thighs, grinding up on me just right. Waking up, 6 in the morning, we just live in bed. Pure nymphomaniac, constant contact. But I'll make a breakfast instead, cooking up some biscuits, inner biscuits, some gravy, and I'm depraved, yeah, cause I've been thinking I wanna butter her. The way you bounce, jiggle, sway, peek-a-boo, seen ass cheeks and she prances around and pouts, is it ready? In her underwear and my t-shirt, no bra, see them nipples, ooh, no makeup, yeah, and I'm ready, her hair's tossed, it's never sexier. Cause it's comfortable, she's comfortable, and she makes me comfortable. Ooh, with the Coca-Cola hip, yeah, Coca-Cola hips. Need to take me some long sips, drink her in. Gonna give me a heart attack as she slides on me. Feel her heart breath on my neck, moans like poetry, chills up my spine. I'm instantly in the zone, touching me feels musically exclusive, alive. She has the rights, and she takes grip of my, She's got the Coca-Cola, she's got the Coca-Cola sway, way, way, way back, So finger licking, ooh, sticky good, light up the icky perp, twerking for daddy, like you a perp, number one suspect. And how you tease is criminal, criminal, you fucking criminal. The way you got me sprung, and the Coca-Cola hips, Aphrodite, aphrodisiac. She's a nice cold bitch. So fucking hot, let me drink you down in one shot. 100 proof, I don't need no proof. She's the proof. My antidote, my aphrodisiac. Put me to sleep like an amnesiac. I don't remember shit.
I don't remember shit. That's hilarious. I thought that was pretty clever, actually. Really funny. Okay, he's probably like his place, but he's like, gee, thanks, boo. But, hey, I could play Going Back to Cali, but I won't. But thanks for coming, you guys. Thanks for hanging out. Like, somehow, all of you that, like, were missing out on your writing, you got to put your stuff on the board so we can get it read for you. We're not going to go anywhere. We're going to stick around. We're going to figure out what the hell we're going to do. But put your poetry up there because we want to read it. You know, we don't want to sit here and just be all in ourselves. Thanks, Rack, for hanging. I love you always. And Zappa, you rock always. Thanks for support. And Angel, so nice to meet you. Thanks for coming by. And Dave, thanks for the beautiful poem. And I appreciate you all. See you next week. And Rack, Raz, hope you feel better. Thank you.
Yeah. I was driving around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up by the mud, you can't imagine this shit. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest bitches. Young nigga been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my potato. I got killers to the left of me.
We was lurking on her. Ain't show no mercy on her. We was going back to back. We put a curfew on her. It was dark clouds on us, but that was perfect for us. We know you always crash and burn, but it was working for us. Let my tent to B12, double check the details. Gotta cross my T's and dot my I's or I can't sleep well. Millions off of retail, once again I prevail. Knew that shit was over from the day I dropped my pre-sale. Hold up, let the beat build, see me in the street still. I've been fighting battles up a steep hill. They gave my road dog 12, it was a sweet deal. And I've been riding solo trying to rebuild. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle.